Send my old one from your old one. Will you come to the Waxies Doggle, to the your old one, to my old one? Sure I haven't got so far. I went down to Monto Town and I asked John Kilmacarl, but he wouldn't lend me the half a crown to go to the Waxies Doggle.
What do you have?
Will you have a pint?
Yes, I'll have a pint with you, sir.
And if one of you doesn't order soon, we'll be thrown out of the boozer.
So then, my old one, to your old one, will you come to the Galway races? To your old one, to my old one, with the price of me old lad's braces. I went down to Capel Street to the Jew man moneylender, but they wouldn't give me a couple of bob on me old lad's red suspenders.
What do you have?
Will you have a pint? I'll have a pint with you, sir.
And if one of you doesn't order soon, we'll be thrown out of the boozer.
Nor mutton, but if we go down to Monto Town, we might get a drink for nothing. Here's a nice piece of advice I got from an old fishmonger. When food is scarce and you see the hearse, you'll know you died of hunger.
What do you have?
Will you have a pint? I'll have a pint with you, sir.
And if one of you doesn't order soon, we'll be thrown out of the boozer.
Say, Charlie, if you're just looking for something wet to quench your thirst, you might as well drink water. But if it's beer you want a Duke. Duke's rich, round flavor gives you more of what you drink beer for. Some beers are brewed with any old barley berry, even skinny ones, but only big, round barley's good enough for Duke.
Duke's brewed with big, round barley, Charlie. That's why it's got the kind of rich, round flavor ordinary beers have not.
It takes that bigger barley, Charlie,
for flavor that's rich and round.
Next round, Charlie.
Make it Duke.
Last best radio.
Jim E. Knight and Dr. Doc Brown.
Hey, everybody. It's your buddy Joe Stacks.
Oh, God.
They find this stuff that no one wants to hear.
Yeah, no, it's true.
Down in the Doggle Valley, not a mile from the Lover's Leap, where two bold men, a girl of iron, lay down to take some sleep. Their minds too way above them, like birds in the clear blue sky, while below in the shaded clearings their bodies heave a sigh. Where in the woody country would they leave us all behind? 'Twas here by the mountain river they tried to prove us blind. Oh, rain, hail, sleet, snow, it's hard to understand. Rain, hail, sleet, snow, but this lot beats the band.
Thank you.
was a drawing nigh. Jeff a mole and Dave woke up. They swore that they could fly. They swore that they could fly. Oh, rain, hail, sleet, snow. It's hard to understand. Rain, hail, sleet, snow. But this lot beats the band. So climbing to the valley's height, they launched out into space. And as their buddies left the ground, giant wasps did take their place. And to this day, on the lover's leap, when the sun is on the wane, you can see three wasps just flying there. They beat their wings.
Yes, they do.
In vain.
They beat their wings in vain. Oh, rain, hail, sleet, snow. It's hard to have some fun. Rain, hail, sleet, snow. But this lot
takes the
bun.
Yeah, yeah, tonight on the show, man, kicking off St. Patrick's Day program now for the Lost Discs radio show. It is March 17th of 2006, and this is Jimmy Knight sitting in with you. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Doc Brown was supposed to have been here with you. He's drinking pretty hard. He's on the way. We understand someone is driving him. Someone is designated to drive him to the studio tonight, and it'll be the microphones will be up when he makes his entrance, we hope. You know, we'll break in live on the air if we can. In the meantime, what's really exciting is we may actually have Joe Stacks on the phone out of Pittsburgh, PA. Joe, are you on the line there?
Oh, right here, man. I'm trying to tear myself away from all the corned beef I got here, though.
Yeah, well, Joe, eat up. You know, you can do anything you want there when you're on the phone because we can't see you. So we don't know what you might be up to. But tonight, Joe, we... Tonight, Joe, what we're excited about, being that it is St. Patrick's Day, is that everything we're going to spin tonight is going to be some kind of an Irish band. You know, a lot of no wait. Oh, here he comes.
Maya, in there. Give me the microphone. Yeah. No, don't touch Alan. Fletcher has your microphone.
What?
Fletcher. Fletch. The microphone. Turn on the mic. Doc Brown just
flew in from somewhere. And boy, is he looking tired. Okay. Doc, what's going on over there?
What?
Now, don't. Doc, what's going on over there?
No, yeah, I was a little late because I was just practicing on my accordion. I heard that there's going to be some kind of big, like, jam session going on.
It's going to be a contest.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. I was with my friend Otto.
You?
Yeah, Otto be shot. Yeah, he had
play
his.
Play something for us over there. Will you,
well, he had his. Well,
you play something for us?
No, I was practicing at my house.
There we go.
Remember, I can't sing while I'm playing.
Yeah. Can you speak while you're playing? It's a question.
A little bit. I try hard. I have to concentrate.
All right. Now, Doc, we've got Joe Stacks on the phone, and we know it. He's going to be helping us out all night tonight with the '60s. Garage band action, maybe a little bit of psychedelic action, maybe some blues action.
Hey,
okay?
Joe.
But
hey, Doc.
It's all like Irish stuff. Are you digging this? We kicked off the show there with the Sweeney's Men.
Hold on a second. Does Joe know that he kicked me out of my chair?
Joe.
From long distance?
Joe, you should know that you're resting comfortably on a groovy orange pillow tonight.
I feel so comfy.
And you are resting on Dr. Doc Brown's favorite chair.
Do you think maybe I could sit in the chair and put Joe on my lap?
But then see that? Yes, all right. I don't want to see the visual of that is not even worth it. Okay, so what's going on here tonight, Joe? This is going to be very exciting. We kicked it off with the Sweeney's Men. We're going to be hearing again from them later. And then we went into Dr. Strangely Strange from 1970 there, from their album. I don't even know what the album's called anymore. Heavy Petting. No, the album's called Heavy Petting, which is not appropriate, I guess. Now, Joe, we're going into a group here, and everyone's going to dig. In fact, I'm not even going to tell you what we're digging. I'm going to go into some music, Joe, if I can. A lot of this stuff does come off the vinyl, folks, and we can prove it, you know. All right? We can do that just to prove that we're spinning records around here. And, Joe, a lot of this stuff is stuff that you've sent our way because we sort of laid down the gauntlet. We said, gosh, darn it, Joe, we got a show coming up on St. Patrick's Day. What can you do for us? And what did you do for us, Joe? You came back with some action there.
Well, I sent you some odds and sods. A drop of the hard stuff, maybe, is what I sent you.
Yeah, indeed. So a drop of the hard stuff, folks, it's kind of going to go like this all night tonight. Hope you're up for it tonight in Lost Disc Radio. You're going to always be in touch with us tonight on the email, lost@wbcq.us. Let us know where you're getting the signal tonight from the Lost Discs Radio show. In the meantime, you dig this kind of action.
Van de middelong het zeil is joy, joy, de sky, all at a gate.
The blood alcohol concentration may be arrived at by analyzing the blood, the urine, or the breath.
Look, man. If the world's coming to an end and me and my chick one-handed standing in front of a bar, that's none of your business.
What has Duke Beer got that the other beers here haven't got?
A lot!
What do the Duke Brewmasters do that the other brewmasters do not?
A lot!
So if you've been drinking other beers, which is unthinkable, we think it's our bound duty and responsibility to warn ya.
You're missing what Duke's got, which is so drinkable, which is the flavor of mellow premium hops from California.
We pay a little more, so you get a little more.
But here's the most important thing of all, that makes each Duke man stand up proud and tall. Duke's brewed with
big round barley, Charlie. That's why it's got the kind of rich round flavor ordinary beers have not.
It takes that bigger barley, Charlie,
for flavor that's rich and round.
Next round, Charlie.
Make it Duke.
Isn't it time you wrapped your thirst around a Duke?
Lost Discs Radio.
The majority of adult Americans drink, and most of them drive.
Oh,
is how you sound when your throat is tight and tense.
Radio, Lost Discs, Radio, Lost Discs, Radio, Lost Discs, Radio, Lost Discs, Radio.
Irish Language Lab. Lesson one. Listen and repeat.
Repeat.
Top of the morning to you.
Top of the
morning. Very good. My, what fine-looking potatoes.
My, what
fine... Very good. Does the meal come with potatoes?
Does the meal come
Very
with...
Very good.
Slow down.
Does the suit come with potatoes?
Suit come with potatoes.
Very good. Does the bride come with potatoes?
Does the bride come with potatoes?
Very good.
Thank you.
Lesson two. Conversation. In this conversation, you'll play the part of Paddy, and I'll play the part of Mikey.
Mikey.
Respond when you hear the beep that sounds like this. Beep. Well, Paddy, top of the morning to you. How might you be feeling this fine morning? Oh, what a lovely-looking sack of potatoes you've got there. Where might you be going with those potatoes, anyways? Down Killarney way, I would imagine. What do you say we walk together, you and me? Oh, I suppose you want me to carry that big heavy sack of potatoes for you. Is that your idea of a good time? You'll be carrying no potatoes at all, and me be carrying two big bushel baskets like I'm some kind of an ass or a mule or something. You sitting up there in that high house of yours, eating potatoes, Julianne, every night, taking baths in that fancy green soap you get from America. Me and my family scraping and starving. Listen to those sheep, how hungry they are. And another thing, those things you've been saying about me mother and the goat down by the bog. I don't like those things, Paddy. My mother's a decent Irish woman. And even if she does like to carve little anatomically correct figures out of the potatoes and watch them grow old and wrinkly in the sun just like a wrinkled up old self, it's none of your concern. Have you been keeping it up? I'm going to bait in your hand with my big shillelagh stick. What do you think of that? Beep.
Make sure you feel no pain. We don't want to crush you and give you to the rain. But now you want to run away. Okay, let's see you run. Run across the frozen air. Try resting on the sun. And if you feel it burn you, don't yell out in pain. I wish you had a velvet sponge full of soothing rain. So let's have that stiff upper lip. Now take a long deep breath. Close your ears, you cannot hear, the rules are all preset. You thought we were illusions, but we meant the word we said. We're in command, you tiny fly, we'll crush you till you're dead.
Taste. At Taste. You see, that's a group called Taste. You dig what I'm saying? Out of Ireland. The group called Taste, 1968 or 9 action on that one. Blister on the Moon, ladies and gentlemen. If you can wrap yourself around that one. And before that, of course, it was Eddie and the Showmen with their take on Oh Danny Boy. You know, the pipes are calling. And speaking of pipes are calling, I just got to give a shout out to Ravishu, who emails in from West Texas, and he's, well, put it this way, he's got something blazing, and he admits to it here in the email in the form of some sort of ganja thing. And that's not me saying that. That's him saying that. I got it right here, and he would not be he would not say that if he didn't want me to say it live on the air.
It's very appropriate for the holiday. It's green.
Yes, he has his own sort of green thing going there, folks. This is a guy out in Texas somewhere, so, you know, if the FBI is listening, go that way, you know. On 7415 megahertz tonight, he's getting it on the shortwave radio, and, of course, we're on 5.110 megahertz. And who emailed in from that? It was a guy named Cosmic Debris emailing in from Maryland tonight, and he's getting it on 5110. And, yes, he's excited to hear Joe Stacks on the phone. And yes, Dr. Doc Brown's in the studio, and this guy here is giving a big hi out to, get a load of this. He's giving a big hi out to Chesty and Otto.
Hey, Otto.
Right there. Otto B. Schott is in the studio along with a whole bunch of revelers, including Fletch. Okay, now let's see, what else is going on? Tons of people emailing in. Here is Chris from East Tennessee tonight getting on 7415. And so-and-so in Canada, where are they at here? Mike in Keswick, Ontario, emailing in. That's Mike in Keswick, Ontario, getting it in. We assume he doesn't say us what frequency, but he does say that if he had it in his power, he'd send us some Harp Lager and some fine Irish whiskey just to keep everybody lubed up. Well, folks, that's the kind of stuff. If you want to get in on that so-called email action, it is lost@wbcq.us. And if you're out there on the shortwave radio, you can always send something to our P.O. Box. It's, you know, Lost Discs Radio Show, P.O. Box 157, North Haven, Connecticut, 06473 in the USA.
USA.
Now, let's see, Doc. Let's see if Joe has anything to say there. About these groups that we've been playing. Joe, anything you want to say about Taste? It was a group called Taste.
Not a whole lot. I mean, not necessarily to my taste, but I thought you might like something a little more hard rocking tonight.
Yeah.
They were a cream-style power trio, and they were powered. The guitarist and singer you were hearing there, and I always get this confused. I'm sorry, folks. I'll blame it on the booze. The fine drink that I'm drinking tonight here. Okay, a fella named Rory Gallagher. I always get him and another Irish guitar player named Gary Moore kind of confused.
Oh, don't we all? Yeah.
That was right. Their first single from the Major Minor label in 1968.
Yeah.
And if I recall correctly, that might have been a decent hit, at least in Ireland. Or maybe not. I'm skinning my.
It doesn't really matter at this point, does it? Come on.
References here, and I'm not coming up with an answer. But they were together for a few years, cut several albums.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, Joe. The best thing that we can do is talk about this next group that's coming up, because the next group we're going to hear from is Granny's Intentions. Now, the reason that it's exciting is not only is this group out of Ireland, sometime in the '60s. But the song we're going to hear from them tonight is The Story of David Miller. All right? What do you want to tell us about Granny's Intentions,
wow.
Joe Stacks?
Well, not a lot to be telling you that I've learned. I found a great book at the library on the Irish rock scene.
Really? is this the book that you wrote, Joe? Go ahead.
Okay.
We're laughing with you. We're not laughing at you.
Didn't make a whole lot of impact. Just a few singles over the course of a couple of years.
Yes.
The Story of David was, in fact, their first single, which came out on the Derham label, a subsidiary of Decca Records in the UK.
Yes.
And they eventually put together an album called Honest Injun for 1970. But that would be a few years down the line. And the one Irish guitar player I keep getting messed up with there.
Rory.
Gary Moore ended up playing on the album with them.
Rory Gallagher.
But they formed in the mid-60s and, you know, hung on there.
Joe, are you sure?
Beat group discussing psychedelia like everybody else.
Hey, Joe,
are you sure it wasn't Rory Gallagher?
No. Well, no, wait, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure I don't know.
Well, I'm sure we're in for it here tonight, folks.
Why don't you spin that fab platter there, Jim?
Well, let's just do it. It is the story of David Miller tonight, exclusively on the Lost Discs radio show.
David Miller was a clerk who lived in the dark, spent 8 hours a day in the tomb. Those hours went so slow, to help them go, David wrote poems in the afternoon.
Is the culprit. Only you can decide which it will be. Alcohol or
Lost Discs Radio.
Any old words that you think will do. that you think will do. Don't get uptight, keep in line and you'll be alright. Clap hands, move around, make sure no one puts you down. Simple and I hope it's you. Make your own world up if you want to. Any old world that you think will do. Love is nothing new. Someone much worse off than you are. Help me set them free. Just be what you want to be. You can all join in with. It's very simple and I hope it's you. Make your own words up if you want to. Any old words that you think will do.
Alcohol-involved fatal crashes are very rare during morning rush hours.
Golly gee whiz!
If anybody asks you, I'm a natural man, and I take my pleasure natural as I can. Well, there ain't no pleasure like a natural brew. Tall and cold, and Duke is the natural beer for the natural man.
If you're getting fed up with instant artificial everything, get back to the natural flavor of Duke. Beer that tastes the way beer's supposed to taste. Because we take the time to age it the old-fashioned natural way. Get back to the honest flavor of naturally aged beer. Get back to Duke.
Oh my yes, Duke is the natural beer.
Duquesne Brewing Company of Pittsburgh.
The majority of adult Americans drink, and most of them drive. The majority of those who drink occasionally combine the two activities.
Thank you.
come with potatoes.
Does the meal come
very
with...
good.
Slow down.
The Lost Discs Radio Show with Jimmy Knight, the Honorable Dr. Doc Brown Jr. III, Chesty, Joe Stass. Email us at lost@wbcq.us.
You got another bottle, baby. Now I know you didn't get that stoned on what you had in there.
Yes, the soothing sounds of the Lost Discs Radio Show coming to you live tonight on March 17th of 2006, live for St. Patrick's Day, digging some Irish garage band and psych and blues type R&B action, if there is such a thing, and apparently there was such a thing, ladies and gentlemen. The studio is full of people, as you can hear, people in the background screaming and carrying on as they are wont to do. Okay, and that we wouldn't have it any other way, folks. And people still emailing in tonight. Let's see who it is here. Ed in Eastern Kentucky getting it on 7415 kilohertz. Hey, it's 10:39 in the Eastern time zone, you know, ish. 10:40-ish p.m. on the night here. And if you want to get in on that action, there's plenty of time left. You email it to lost@wbcq.us. Right? All right? You dig what I'm saying? And so what you got to do here then is you got to get over to the phone line and check out Joe Stacks out of Pittsburgh, PA. Joe. What's shaking, Joe?
Hey, Ungawa. I'm enjoying some fine A Drop of the Heart stuff here in Pittsburgh and also enjoying the fab sounds on the Lost Discs radio show.
Hey, in that book you have from the library there?
Yeah.
Do you still have it? I was wondering what it had to say about Thin Lizzy.
They get their own chapter, man.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like,
it is a god,
yeah.
A saint, and a god to this writer.
See, I figured if you were going to look
the whole thing, they tell you about his old band Skid Row, and then they talk about
right.
Oh, man, this interim band he was in called Orphanage, and then there's like the whole Thin Lizzy story, including all the highest highs and the lowest lows.
Okay, now wait a minute.
How about,
hold it. Hold no. Stop.
Wait,
stop.
What? Stop what? I have another question about the book.
No, if he talks about our playlist, he'll be answering questions out of the book anyway.
I was wondering if there's anything in there about that guy named Gallagher, the one that smashes watermelons? Right? He's from Ireland, too. He's kind of like a rock star.
This is a book
Gallagher,
on...
He originally got his start in the club circuit in the 60s, smashing fruit and watermelons, and eventually hooked up with Phil Lynott when they were in Skid Row together, and it was a big like art rock thing in the 60s. But you know, they went their own ways, artistic differences.
Yeah. That. So was he one of the boys from The Boys Are Back in Town?
Yeah. Hey, Joe. Joe, listen up, man. We was digging the Belfast Gypsies there with their. A version of the old blues tune, the boom, boom, boom. And before that, this is interesting, a group called the Orange Machine. You know, you got your Orange Irish, and You Can All Join In was the title of the song. Real quick there, Joe, hip us up to this group, the Orange Machine.
Well, you know, they're another obscure 60s psych band, man. We've heard some of their stuff on Lost Discs before. I know you've played the B-side of that to the song you played tonight, Dr. Crippen's Waiting Room, in the past.
That's true.
They were also on the British Pi Records label.
Yeah, man.
That song came out in 69.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. So, now, that's what I got to tell you.
Well, no, yeah, all right. What can you say? All right, okay.
I'm an oracle over here.
Hey, I'm trying to read an email that just came in from who's his ass up there in... up there, again, this guy in Keswick, Ontario, emailing in again with a big long thing that's talking about how it's 10 degrees Fahrenheit up there. But, you know, you can talk to us in terms of Celsius there if you're in Canada. We can translate, you know. We're not that. But, ladies and gentlemen, y'all better stand by because now it's just about to get even more exciting here on St. Patrick's Day of 2006 for the Lost Discs Radio Show. Let's try to dig it here. Let's see.
The Lost Discs Radio Show proudly presents... Chesty's Chick Pick of the Week.
She's still drinking.
Well, why shouldn't she if it makes it any easier?
Yes, ladies and gentlemen. Our college intern, Chesty, has gone through the stacks of wax, and she's picked out what is going to be her favorite pick for St. Patrick's Day tonight. Go ahead, Chesty, lay it on us.
Yeah, this song is for people who are happy and drunk. And, you know...
There's nobody in the studio that falls under that category, by the way.
And I just want to say, Aaron, go brawless, all right?
Oh, yeah.
That's my girl.
I'm taking your top off, Chesty. All right, let's dig it tonight, man. On the show, it's Chesty's Chick Pick. Incredible sounds of Anduella's Dream. Exclusively on Lost Discs Radio Show.
These days, they've got some kind of proof that Duke's rich, round flavor really satisfies. Seems an independent research company took 15 people aside, people just like you, and let them taste about 7 or 8 top-selling beers. But they didn't let them see the labels on the bottles. Know what happened? 15 out of the 15 said Duke tasted best. You can't hardly beat that. We figure it must be Duke's rich, round flavor from the bigger, rounder barley berries it's brewed with. That's just one of the brewing tricks that makes Duke give you more of what you drink beer for. Try it yourself, blindfolded or eyes wide open. Bet you make it Duke.
Duke's brewed with big round barley, Charlie. That's why it's got the kind of rich round flavor ordinary beers have not.
It takes that bigger barley, Charlie,
for flavor that's rich and round.
Next round, Charlie,
make it Duke.
Does the suit come with potatoes?
Suit with potatoes.
Very good.
The king, he has been a poor prisoner, a prisoner lying in Spain. And Willie, oh, the Winsbury, has lain lying with his daughter Atene. What troubles you, my daughter dear? You look so pale and wan. Oh, have you had any sore sickness, or yet been sleeping with a man? I have not had any sore sickness, nor yet been sleeping with a man. It is for you, my father dear, for biding so lang in Spain. Cast off your berry brown gown, stand naked upon a stain. But I may ken you by your shame, whether you be a maiden or name. So she's cast off her berry brown gown, stood naked upon a stain. Her haunches were round and her apron was short, her cheeks they were pale and wan. Oh, is he a lord or a duke or a knight or a man of birth or fame? Or is he one of my serving men that's lately come out of Spain? He is nae a lord, nor a duke, or a knight, nor a man of birth nor fame. But he is Willie of Winsbury. I could bide nae langer my lane. The king has sent for his merry men all, his merry men 33. Says, bring me Willie of Winsbury, for hanged he shall be. But when he came, the king before, he was clad in the red silk. His hair was like the strands of gold, his cheeks were as white as milk. It is nae wonder, says the king, my daughter's love you did win. Had I been a woman as I am a man, my bedfellow you would have been. And will you marry my daughter Janet by the truth of your right hand? And will you marry my daughter Janet and be a lord of the land? I will marry your daughter Janet by the truth of my right hand. And I will marry your daughter Janet, but I won't be a lord of the land. He's mounted her on a milk-white steed, himself on a dapple grey, and he's made her a lady of as much land as she could ride in the lang summer's day.
Alcohol also has been identified as involved in specific railroad crashes.
Devil's Corner. Where the hell am I going in here?
Mr. Bidam, your new play is having a great success in London. I wonder, could you tell me...
I'm not telling you nothing, you spud-faced bastard. I'm not telling you nothing.
What I would like to ask you is...
Got a terrible thirst on me. Where's the nearest motor?
What I would like to ask, what does it feel like?
You know, to... you know something? I used to know a sniveling bloody scorn, the Dublin nickel that looked at the image of you. He got a piece of wet putty for a face just like yours. I'd throw up every time we look
may
at
I
him.
Ask you, are you writing anything at the moment?
I'm not writing nothing. I
Right. I'm filthy story for what's with mother. That's what I'm right. Who put this filthy
stuff here, right on?
I say, to ask you, what extent does the Dublin background of your childhood influence your writing?
Where's the gents?
Mr. Bedham, is there any one thing you dislike most in life?
Yes, there is. Being asked too much questions by a snotty-nosed squid who ought to be strangled with a dog's skull tie.
Have your experiences
that's what I hate
in
the
prison
most.
Made you bitter in any way, perhaps?
Could I not just think a couple right now? A couple at this very minute?
Sorry, I can't do anything
what's
with
him. What's this filthy muck doing on here? Get it out of it. Here, get it out. Oh,
hello,
a damn bloody insult to a fella. That's
sorry,
what it is. A man could die of thirst and nobody lives to finger to help him. I'm off to find myself a
sorry, I won't take that from anyone, no.
Get the hell out of my way. Get your...
please don't. I have nothing to do with this. I'm reading what is here. Please, leave me alone.
Lost Discs Radio.
Does the bride come with potatoes?
Does the bride come with potatoes?
Very good.
Thank you.
Yeah, are you kidding me? What about the incredible sounds there, folks, of The Wheels? The Wheels, man, coming to you tonight on the Lost Discs Radio Show. A band out of Ireland, Joe Stax, give it to us straight. What about The Wheels, man?
Oh, the fab sound of The Wheels. Another band from Belfast, contemporaries of them. They would have played at some of the same places, like the fabulous Maritime Hotel,
yeah.
Immortalized in the story of them. But that's their second single, which came out on the Columbia Records label back in 66, Bad Little Woman. These guys also did a cover of Gloria, which did not chart in the U.S., although it was released in the U.S., owing to some group from Chicago called The Shadows of Night or something.
Doing
the same
song.
Of course.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, and before that, of course, believe it or not, we were actually hearing from Peter Sellers. Out of, I guess, like, what, 1958 or something, during some kind of a novelty thing about I don't know. Yeah, it's kind of a stereotyping of an Irish thing. But, hey, aren't we all doing that all night here tonight, folks? Why the hell not? It's the kind of action you've been digging all night on the Lost Disc Radio Show. And folks have emailed it in. We heard again from... Yeah, I just want to tell Mike in Keswick, Ontario, that I am drinking a Harp Lager, and I thank you very much for sending it over. And, of course... folks, they've been in touch with us on the email, which is lost@wbcq.us. Once again, the analog mail address, right, for this program can be sent to our P.O. box, and it's...
Lost,
and it's
hey...
Give it to him, Doc.
Yeah, it's Lost Discs Radio, P.O. Box 154.
No! No! My God, no! Lord God!
Sometimes I did one of these.
Jesus! People!
I can't concentrate because Fletch just farted over here.
Jesus! P.O. Box 157, North Haven, Connecticut, 06473 in the USA. It is P.O. Box 157, ladies and gentlemen. We got about 10 seconds left to say goodnight, folks. So, Joe, say goodnight.
Good night, everybody. Happy St. Pat's.
Yeah. Good night, Joe.
And let's hear it one more time for the people in the studio. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. We'll dig you on WBCQ out of Monticello, Maine, the United States of America, the planet.